Chapter 7. Stop Trying to Win the Whole War. There is a trap that a lot of us fall into, and it feels normal at first. We wake up and think we need to fix everything at once. We think we need to beat the depression, silence the anxiety, and shut down the thoughts all in one day. That pressure builds fast, and it makes everything worse. The truth is, trying to win the whole war in one day will break you down every time. Your mind does not work like a switch that you can flip off. You cannot just decide that today is the day everything disappears. Healing is not something that shows up all at once. It happens slowly, and sometimes it feels like nothing is happening at all. But small changes are happening, even when you cannot see them yet. The problem is not that you are failing, it is that you are expecting too much all at once. When you think about everything at the same time, it becomes too heavy to carry. Your brain starts to spin, and your body starts to feel it too. Your chest tightens, your thoughts race, and you feel like you are losing control. That feeling is not weakness, it is overload. You are trying to carry a weight that was never meant to be carried all at once. The shift starts when you stop thinking about the whole war. You stop thinking about next week, next month, or how long this will last. You bring it back to right now. Not later today, not even the next hour. Just right now. What do you need to do in this moment to stay steady and keep going? Focus on the moment. Focusing on the moment sounds simple, but it is not easy. Your mind wants to run ahead or go backward. It wants to replay things that happened or worry about what might happen. That is what it does, and it will keep doing it if you let it. But you can pull yourself back, even if it is just for a few seconds at a time. You do that by grounding yourself in what is right in front of you. You look around the room and notice what is there. You feel your feet on the ground and your hands where they rest. You pay attention to your breathing and slow it down. These small actions may not feel like much, but they bring you back to the present where you have control. There is a reason this works. When you focus on the present, your brain has less space to run wild. It gives your system a chance to calm down and reset. Even something as simple as controlled breathing or noticing your surroundings can help reduce the intensity of what you are feeling. It does not fix everything, but it gives you a break, and sometimes that is enough. You are not trying to feel great in this moment. You are just trying to feel stable enough to keep going. That is the goal. If you can bring your mind back even a little bit, you are already moving in the right direction. That is how you start to take control back, one moment at a time. Small wins matter. Most people overlook the small wins because they do not feel big enough. They think that unless something major changes, it does not count. That way of thinking will keep you stuck. The truth is, small wins are everything when you are dealing with this kind of battle. Getting out of bed on a hard day is a win. Taking a shower when you do not feel like it is a win. Going outside for a few minutes, or making a phone call, or writing something down are all wins. They may not look like much from the outside, but they matter more than people realize. They are proof that you are still moving forward. Recovery does not happen in giant leaps. It happens in small steps that add up over time. It is a daily process, and it builds little by little. When you stack enough small wins together, you start to build strength without even noticing it at first. That strength becomes your foundation. You have to give yourself credit for those moments. You have to stop telling yourself that it is not enough. It is enough. And it is exactly how this works. Every small step you take is a step away from being stuck. It may not feel like progress, but it is. The goal is not perfection, and it is not some perfect version of yourself. The goal is movement. As long as you are still moving, no matter how slow it feels, you are still in the fight. That is what matters. Survive today. Some days are not about growth or progress. Some days are about survival, and that is okay. There will be days where everything feels heavy and nothing seems to help. On those days, the mission changes. The mission becomes simple. Get through the day. You do not need to solve your life on those days. You do not need to figure out your future or fix your past. You just need to make it to the end of the day. That might mean doing less, resting more, or just staying quiet and steady. There is no shame in that. Survival is not failure. It is strength. It takes effort to keep going when everything inside of you wants to shut down. It takes discipline to not give in to the worst thoughts. Even if all you do is make it through the day, you have done something important. You also have to remind yourself that bad days pass. They feel like they will last forever, but they do not. The intensity comes and goes, even if it feels like it stays too long. Your job is to ride it out without letting it take you under. That is what surviving looks like. There is power in lowering the mission when you need to. When everything feels too big, you make it smaller. When it still feels too big, you make it even smaller. You keep breaking it down until it becomes manageable. That is how you stay in control when things feel out of control. Stay in the fight. This is where it all comes together. You are not trying to win the whole war today. You are not trying to fix everything at once. You are staying in the fight, one moment at a time. That is what Charlie Mike really means. You keep going, even when it is hard. You keep moving, even when it feels slow. You keep showing up, even when you do not feel like yourself. That is the mission now. Not perfection, not control, just forward movement. There will be days when you feel stronger and days when you feel weak. That does not change the mission. You keep going either way. Strength is not about how you feel. It is about what you do despite how you feel. That is what builds resilience over time. You are not alone in this, even if it feels like it. Many veterans go through the same fight. And many of them learn how to manage it one step at a time. Focusing on present challenges and solving what is right in front of you helps you regain a sense of control. That control builds confidence, and that confidence keeps you moving forward. So stop trying to win everything at once. Stop putting that weight on yourself. Bring it back to now. Take the next step, no matter how small it is. Then take another one after that. That is how you stay in the fight. That is how you keep going.